A few weeks ago, I gave a message entitled Experiencing the Joy of Adonai. I talked about how joy comes from the Lord, and we read together the words of Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, which says, "For the joy of Adonai is your strength. Ki chedvat Adonai, hi ma'uzchem." This morning, I would like to continue our discussion about joy and ask the very practical question, how do we renew our joy in Adonai? How do we renew our joy in Adonai? We have all been there, feeling annoyed by something. Maybe it was this week, maybe even today. Maybe you are feeling that way right now as you are listening to this message. Maybe the message itself is annoying you. When something annoys us, we are far from experiencing the joy of Adonai. This was actually my experience last week, truth be told, not too long after the Shabbat service was over, after the membership class, and after I was heading home. Being a rabbi is not always easy because you feel the pain and the brunt of what, in this case, over 100 people are going through. A few heavy conversations or emotional emails can weigh you down if your heart and mind are not solidly focused on the Lord. That is how I felt last Saturday night, weighed down. Then I went off to the Center for Pastor Theologians Symposium in Chicago on Sunday morning and spent a couple of days with about 15 pastors, some of whom are dear friends from my days in Cambridge. Over the past 5 years, most of these young men in their late 20s and 30s had taken on the challenge of replacing deeply loved senior pastors who had retired after decades of service. And the experience of these new pastors had been far from smooth sailing. The majority, 8 out of 10, had experienced church splits and personal attacks of the worst kind. Being with these kindred spirits, talking with them openly about leadership transitions, which were strikingly similar among many of us, and praying together was a strengthening experience. As a result, I soon found myself going from being annoyed to experiencing joy in Adonai. When I returned to Richmond, the emotional weight I had been experiencing was gone, and I felt like I was refilled with the Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of God. Have you ever had an experience like that, where you went from being weighed down by something to being spiritually built up? What helps us to renew our joy in Adonai? I would like to offer this morning a number of suggestions for your consideration that come right out of the pages of the Good Book and the writings of our rabbis. To begin with, I would like to ask the fundamental question, how do we renew our joy in Adonai? And I'd like to suggest that it all starts with deciding to fill up the tank. Deciding to fill up the tank. We have to want joy rather than wallow in annoyance or depression. Joy is not something we passively wait for, like waiting on the wind to move our sailboat. Rather, joy is something we should actively pursue if we are running low in this area. We are supposed to be full of joy and not running on half a tank or empty. Who here has recently been driving down the road and noticed that their gas tank was running on empty? All right. What did you do? You pulled aside and got gas. Well, that's what we have to do with joy. Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16, he says, "Be joyful always. Simchu tamid." Let's all say that together. Be joyful always. And then in Hebrew, please repeat after me. Simchu tamid. Simchu tamid. Yeah, that's something we can speak to our soul. Simchu tamid, soul. Be joyful always. If our car is running low on gas, we pull over at the nearest exit and look for a gas station. In the same way, since the joy of Adonai is our strength, if we are running low on joy, we should pull over and fill up the tank. But how do we do this? And this brings us to my second suggestion. If we think about joyful events in our lives, we will feel joy. When King David was down, he remembered the times when he was most joyful. He writes in Psalm 43, verses 4 through 6, "These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving, with the crowd as we celebrated the festival. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Have you ever noticed that before? That David recalled his previous experiences of joy and celebration to encourage him, to strengthen him, to remind him of what is good that God has done in his life. Rabbi Abraham Torsky comments, "It is common experience that remembering an unpleasant event can depress one's mood. Conversely, remembering a happy event can lift one's mood. Every person has experienced moments of happiness. If we recall them, and especially if we are able to recreate the happy scene, we can feel happy." Reb Noson referred to this process, this kind of spiritual exercise of recalling joyful events in our lives in order to restore our joy. He refers to it as borrowing joy, the Jewish concept of borrowing joy. So I just want to encourage you this morning that if you're feeling a little down, if you're feeling a little under the weather, a little weighted down, focus your mind on the wonderful things God has done in your life. Look back on this past year. Look back over the past few years. Think about when your children were born, when you fell in love. Think of these things and borrow joy. A third tip for how to fill the tank with joy is, if we act joyful, we will feel joyful. Rabbi Torsky continues. He says, "I was once sitting across the table from a psychiatrist at a convention, and I noticed that he had his thumb and forefinger at the corners of his mouth. And he would manipulate the corners of his mouth to the configuration of a smile." Let's all do that. Let's all manipulate the corners of our mouths to the configuration of a smile. Noting my curiosity, he said, "We know that a smile has a salubrious effect on one's mood. It is not necessarily the cause for the smile that affects the mood, but the actual muscular activity. I don't have much to smile about today," he said, "so I manufacture an artificial smile, because that too can lift my mood." Rabbi Tversky goes on to say, lest you think that this is far out, there has been recent evidence to support this concept. One psychiatrist injects a muscle-paralyzing drug into the low forehead muscles of depressed patients, muscles that are used in the formation of a frown. Regardless of how these patients feel, they are unable to frown. And this has resulted in significant relief of the depression. So, how we act can affect our mood. Act joyous, and you will feel joyous. A fourth tip for how to be filled with joy from Jewish tradition and from the scriptures is to sing praises to God. Have you ever had the experience of joy welling up inside of you as you listened to a song, a spiritual song, and sang from the depths of your heart to the Lord? Rabbi Nachman writes that music clears the mind and makes us happy. If you are feeling down, I encourage you to turn on a worship song, maybe Shiloh or Gentle Warrior, and allow your heart to sing to the Lord until joy pours out like water from a well. A fifth tip for how to be filled with joy is to dance before the Lord. I know the dance team is going to like this. Rabbi Chaim Kramer writes in his book, Crossing the Narrow Bridge, that there is a spiritual power which dancing and clapping have to make us happy and to mitigate the negative things affecting us. It is customary in every Breslov synagogue to dance each day after the morning and evening prayers. Many Breslover Hasidim dance after learning together, while some even dance daily by themselves. It's a surefire way to arouse a feeling of real joy and happiness. So if you're feeling a little not so there, join in the dance team. They meet at 1 o'clock. Join in the dance team during the service and allow the Lord to cause joy to well up inside of you. A sixth tip for how to fill up the tank with joy is to enter into Shabbat. Rabbi Nachman encourages us, quote, to take advantage of Shabbat and the festivals by making an even greater effort to be happy and joyous on these days. Think of the Shabbat and Jewish festivals as islands of joy in time. Saturday mornings are times to visit this island in time. When we do this, we will experience the fulfillment of God's promise to us in Isaiah chapter 58, verses 13 through 14, which says, if you keep your feet from breaking the Sabbath and from doing as you please on my holy day, let's all say this together. If you call the Sabbath a delight, together, if you call the Sabbath a delight, and Adonai's holy day honorable, and if you honor it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking idle words, then you will find your joy in Adonai. That's right. If we enter into Shabbat, the Shabbat that God has given to us as a gift, we will naturally experience this blessing of joy. A seventh tip for how to be filled with joy is to pray with faith, to pray with emunah. Paul writes in Philippians chapter 1, verse 4, in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy. Does this mean that Paul always started out with joy when he prayed? You know, I used to think that way, but now I'm not so sure. You know, Paul went through a lot. Not necessarily, but it does mean that by the time he finished offering his petitions, by the time he finished praying, he had experienced praying with joy. Prayers offered in faith lead to joy. Have you ever had the experience of starting out kind of tired in prayer? Oh, Lord, you know, I'm really sleepy. Can you kind of help me to know what to say? And then by the time you're done, yes, Lord, because faith has risen up inside of you. Prayers offered in faith lead to joy. Why is this? We have to remember that joy comes from the Lord. To enter the presence of the Lord is to experience an indescribable joy. Offering to the Lord our prayers and believing, having emunah, faith that he has heard us, is the act of handing over all of our problems to God. It is the act of taking them, putting them into our hands, and delivering them to the one who can actually do something about them. When we put them in God's hands and know there are no better hands for them to be in, are there better hands? No. His are the best hands. When we know that and we've put them into his hands, we naturally experience peace and joy. Because now the ball's in his court. It's up for him. It's time for him to take care of it. We should also pray for joy. One Jewish sage writes, quote, "The way to come to joy is through Torah and prayer. The main thing is prayer. You should always pray to attain the level that is hidden from you. And when it is revealed, you should pray to achieve the level that is still hidden from you. This is how to rise from level to level. It is the way to find joy, which is the source of spiritual strength." Unquote. An eighth tip for how to be filled with joy is to meditate on God's word. David writes in Psalm 19, verse 8, "The precepts of Hashem are right." Then what does it say? That's right, giving joy to the heart. When we meditate on God's word and keep his mitzvot, when we do good deeds as an expression of our love for God, we naturally experience joy. Are you feeling a little down? Do a mitzvah. You'll find joy just rising up within you. Along these lines, one Rebbe says, "Giving tzedakah wholeheartedly brings happiness." A ninth tip for how to be filled with joy is to look to Yeshua. Rabbi Nachman said, "Seeing the face of the tzaddik can give you joy." For Messianic Jews and Messianic Gentiles, our tzaddik is Yeshua, the Messiah of Israel. When we need to fill our cup with joy, we should look to him and fix our eyes on him. The light of his countenance will light us up with joy. A tenth tip for how to fill up the tank with joy is to repent. Genuine repentance leads to joy. One saintly rabbi wrote, quote, "After a broken heart comes joy. The test of whether your heart was really broken is if afterwards you feel joy." Mother Basilia Schlink writes in her book, The Joy-Filled Life, she says, "Repentance is the gateway to a joy-filled life, for it's the prerequisite for attaining forgiveness. And wherever forgiveness is received, there is salvation and joy." A final tip for how to be filled with joy is to be around joyful people, which was my experience in Chicago. If we are in need of joy, let us intentionally spend time with people who are joyful. Joy is contagious. The opposite is also true. If we are around a bunch of sourpusses, we will become a sourpuss too. Proverbs 15, verse 30 says, "A cheerful look brings joy to the heart. One rabbi wrote, quote, "Most people are full of pain and worry and all kinds of troubles, and they find it impossible to speak out what is in their hearts. Someone who comes with a smiling face can literally give them fresh life. This is a very great thing," unquote. Being around joyful people helps to fill our cup with joy. And once we have our cup filled with joy, let us remember to share the joy of Adonai with others. This morning, we've asked the question, how do we renew our joy in Adonai? And we've discussed 11, not three, 11. Not 10, not 12, 11. Very practical steps that we can take to proactively address this need. They are, we need to decide to fill up the tank. If we think about joyful events in our lives, we will feel joyful. If we act joyfully, we will feel joyful. Let us sing praises to God. Let us dance before the Lord. Let us enter into Shabbat, the gift of Shabbat, as the Lord intended. Let us pray with faith and keep praying. Let us meditate on God's word. Let us look to our tzaddik, Yeshua. Let us repent. Let us turn from our sins. And let us turn toward the way of righteousness. And let us make a point of being around joyful people. Let's pray.